This free program is paid for by the listener sponsors of WORT Community Radio in Madison, Wisconsin. If you haven't already, please consider donating online to help keep Radio of the Free alive.
All right, joining me in the studio, I'm very pleased to have some very distinguished guests, Margarita Pignataro, poet, author, Oscar Mireles is here. Roberto Pachicano is also here. Good morning, and thank you guys for being on the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
No problem. It's my pleasure. We also got Tony Nelson Herrera on the phone, so it's a good thing you guys have these on so you can hear Tony, too. Oscar, tell us a little bit about what's going on this weekend, please.
Yeah, we have a couple of things going on, Tony. We have our reading today at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Edgewood College. And then tomorrow we have a reading both at La Follette High School and we'll be at the Madison Center for Creative and Cultural Arts at 7:30, along with the art exhibit by Ken Haynes. And then on Saturday at 2, we'll be at Rainbow Bookstore.
Rainbow Book, but you're also going to be at La Follette High School tomorrow. You're going to be at Rainbow Book, so you guys are going to be there with the reading. Let's talk a little bit about Telling Tongues. What is this all about?
Well, I think that the best thing is to allow one of the editors, Tony Nelson, Herrera Nelson, to see why this anthology came about. But for the most part, it was the idea that we all can change, we all can develop lives in through language experience. As a Latino, as a Chicano, as a Mexican, Latino, whatever you want to call yourself, identify yourself with, we all have these stories that help build our character and help necessarily build our culture. And so it was time for an anthology to put the perspectives from different Latinos from around the country together so that we may be able to have a collective voice and see what the differentiation is between, say, someone from a Cuban writer, a Puerto Rican writer, a Mexicano, a Chicano perspective. That type of thing.
And Roberto?
I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
Right.
I'm a recovering high school dropout, which is something that hasn't changed much for my community in Barrio Las Colonias in San Antonio. And I'm not necessarily a poet, but I do write about my experience in a war setting. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I'm a disabled veteran. I was a Marine. I dropped out of high school to join the Marine Corps at age 17. So I write about the cultural experiences, not necessarily about the guts and blood, glory, gory stuff about war, but Vietnam is a setting. How a Latino, 18 years old, can go to a country and see a lot of cultural similarities. As an example, in both the Vietnamese, the South Vietnamese, we were supporting, and the North Vietnamese, the communists, and how we are predominantly, as a group, farm workers, predominantly Catholic, the nuclear family is much closer, brown skin, and so forth. So I write about, in this particular anthology, a personal essay called Same Same, which is my experience with a young boy, a Vietnamese boy, who speaks Pachuco.
Really?
Yes, he does. And he says, hey, what are they say? ¿Qué pasó? And it stunned me. I'm 10,000 miles from my home, and this young boy is Vietnamese. So he befriended me, and so this is better. That speaks to the to be an anti-war. Why is this 10-year-old boy speaking my language? Why am I fighting him? You know?
Now, do you have a sample of some of your writings that you'd like to read? First of all, folks, this is WRT 89.9 FM in Madison. I'm speaking with Margarita Pignataro y Roberto Pachicano.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar Mireles is here and also joining us from somewhere, I think Minneapolis or something.
Yeah, Minneapolis.
Is Tony Nelson Herrera. And they'll be speaking and appearing this weekend at Edgewood College today from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. It'll be a reading and book signing. Tomorrow at La Follette High School from noon to 1. They'll be out there. Well, that's for the students. Also tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., they'll be appearing in the Madison Center for Creative and Cultural Arts. And Saturday, May 5th at 2 p.m., they'll be at Rainbow Bookstore for a reading and book signing also. So sure, go ahead.
Okay, I also want to speak about the othering, about the racism that's really involved inside military cliques and so forth, and how we other the enemy as in order to be able to better pursue and do the what we have to do. As an example, here is a Marine sergeant talking to me. It's supposed to be my brother in arms and so forth. PFC Pancho, front and center. Pancho, Pancho, answer up. The redneck sergeant pauses briefly to spit out a mouthful of tobacco juice. Where the hell are you? The tanned, unshaven sergeant, about 30 years old, wears a flak jacket over a green, spit-splattered T-shirt. He walks with a noticeable limp, which he attempts to disguise as a shuffling ditty bop by swinging his devil dog tattooed arm in a big arc from front to back. Pancho! The sergeant shouts. Pausing in front of each Marine, he looks at the name printed on the breast pocket of each utility shirt. Who the hell is this Pancho guy anyway? I grin as an image of Pancho Villa comes to me. I can almost hear him say, "What do you want, you dirty gringo dog?" I'll bet Pancho was the Marine who had the heart attack right before we landed at the park. What a way to go. Didn't even get to hear the sound of gunfire. That thought is fleeting, however. Sergeant Spittoon diddy-bops over to where I'm standing. There you are, you damned idiot, the sergeant shouts in my face. Answer up when I call your name. I almost gag at the smell of his breath. He must have eaten some of that Vietnamese barbecued meat. During our jungle warfare training at Camp Pendleton, California, an old SALT instructor told us that the Vietnamese were known to eat dogs. The sergeant's breath validated the story. So this goes on just to say how the Latinos, you know, we got nicknames. Everybody got, you know, nicknames in war, but, you know, what I started finding out is that your Latino Army, Navy, Marines, they were all either Pancho, Cisco, or Chico. And so that wrote out to me as a young boy, really, the idea that I wasn't really part of this team, although I was trained to be, you know, within the confines of a team concept. So that goes a long ways. Now, the little boy then, Win then says, Ese, come here, Moin, said the kid, who probably the leader of the pack. I don't respond to his request. Instead, I think back to Camp Pendleton during my time when the staging battalion, being told not to trust any Vietnamese, especially the children, for they might be booby-trapped. Come here, Ese. I'm surprised by you calling me Ese. This kid has been speaking to people from the Brown Nation. In the barrio, Ese means many things. Guy, man, dude. I walk a little closer to the kid. So I established a relationship with this young boy simply based on his language experience. And I don't feel good about, I feel like making fun of him, because when I talk like, hey, no can do, that's my language to him. But that's our only communication. And so through broken English, Vietnamese, and Spanish, we are able to establish relationships that go far beyond the idea of war.
All right. And what's the name of the anthology there also?
Telling Tongues.
Telling Tongues.
A Latino anthology on language experience.
Right. Again, Margarita, I want to thank you very much. And Roberto, Oscar Medeiros, also Tony Nelson Herrera on the phone. The book Telling Tongues, you guys will be appearing again at Edgewood College tonight from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for a reading and book signing. Robert Pichicano, Maria Cortez, Oscar is going to be there. Arelari. Oh, whatever.
Arellano.
Maria de Soto, and of course, Margarita is going to be there also. Tomorrow, Madison Center for Creative and Cultural Arts, 306 West Dayton at 7:30 p.m. for a reading and a book signing again. And Saturday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo at 2 p.m. at Rainbow Bookstore. I want to thank you guys for being
here.
Thank you, Tony.
We love Wisconsin.
You do.
The Madison. Yeah. Hello.
All right, Tony, thank you very much, also from Minneapolis.
Thank you.
And we'll see Tony tomorrow. She'll be joining us along with the other editor, Luis Mendoza.
Okay. I want to thank you guys for coming
down
here.
Thank you, man.
I also want to thank author Damon Linker, Captain Siddall, Roz is answering phones. Stay tuned for Dan Telmo, who's going to be doing, looks like he's doing Terry O's Diaspora. Thank you very much. This is WORT 89.9 FM in Madison.
This is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk, featuring today's action calendar.